Bash and Gabby. Catch up.
Time now we jump into our separate shower cubicles once again, Gab, and see what kind of rando shower thoughts we come up with. It's my first shower of the week and only shower of the week as well, which is good for me. I'm happy with that. It's working well for me. But I like to save all my shower thoughts for a Monday. That's why I don't shower for the rest of the week.
It's kind of gross, especially when we're getting active with the March movement at the moment.
Yeah.
Getting active every day, showering every day.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. Mm. So let's jump into our separate shower cubicles, turn the taps on, see what kind of random thoughts cross our minds.
Mm. Oh, that's nice. Being a blacksmith back in the day must have been super hot. Everyone loved a blacksmith because Smith is now such a common last name. And back then...
Yeah.
Blacksmiths had the last name Smith.
Smith, that's right.
Because of their trade.
And they're super hot.
Getting all the ladies.
Yes. That's
lots of Smiths.
Lots of Smiths. Way too many Smiths. I don't understand why sleeping in is considered lazy, but going to bed early isn't.
Well, you're right. Same thing.
Yeah. But maybe I guess if you go to bed early... it's because you've had a super productive day.
But if you get up late, it's because you had a super productive night.
Wow. Back to the Smiths comment.
Isn't it funny that computers and the internet were made to save time?
Yeah. Now, not so much.
No.
You know what? I think it's disappointing that as a kid it was normal to wave at police. You know, you could do it. Yeah, it's fine. But as an adult... You wave at a cop, it's suspicious.
Totally.
Kind of weird.
It's like putting your arm up in the surf, like you think something's wrong.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm really sad about this. Future generations, they're not going to understand the robot dance move because in future, robots are going to move really smoothly.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, what are you doing? The robot, that's not how robots move.
Robots don't move like that
anymore.
No. Or ever.
This
is disappointing. But
makes me sad.
You keep going and doing the robot move whenever you do it, dancing.
I will.
You keep that sucker around for the generation. All right. Time to get out. I think we're done here.
Yeah, I'm getting wrinkly.
I've run out of shampoo. Don't know why. I've got no hair.
I was going to say.
It's weird. Somebody must have been in my cubicle. I want you to cast your mind back, Gab, to Friday's show. Just after 7 o'clock, we had a fair argument.
And that
argument was cake-based.
It was cake-based. I didn't realise both of us were so passionate about cake.
Yeah. And more so the saying, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. Now, I will put my hand up and say I thought the saying was you can have your cake and eat it too because that makes perfect sense. Somebody's giving you cake, there's your cake, therefore you eat it. But... I've done some Google researching and all that kind of stuff, and you're absolutely correct. The saying is you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yes, that is the saying.
And I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense because why would anybody give you cake and then not let you eat it?
You are allowed to eat it, but then once you eat it, you don't have it anymore, so you can't have them both at the same time.
Yes, but here's the thing. I've done the research, and the reason I'm confused is the saying is actually back to front. It should be... you can't eat your cake and have it too.
Well, that makes more sense. You're right.
Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
And that I understand.
Okay.
That I understand. So that's where I was confused.
Right.
But then I dug a little deeper, Gab, and that saying, I think it's called an idiom. Mm. There are a whole bunch of other ones from different countries that mean the same thing. But they don't use the cake-based one. And I thought I'd run through a couple with you.
Yeah.
Because I think they're quite interesting. For instance, there's the Albanian version, which is to take a swim and not get wet.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, that's right.
Unless you're in one of those scuba suits.
Maybe. There's the Bulgarian version. You can't have both the wolf fed and the lamb intact.
That's a really gruesome one, but okay.
The Czechoslovakian version, you can't sit on two chairs at the same time.
Oh, I could give it a go. One cheek on each.
Yeah, that's true. There's the Danish version, you can't both blow and have flour in your mouth.
What? Okay. All right.
The German version, man kann nicht auf zwei Hochzeiten tanzen, which means one cannot dance at two weddings at the same time.
That is true. Why are you not doing the...
Because the German one's the only one I could do.
Yeah.
What about the Malay version? you want both the one on the roof and the one in your armpit.
That doesn't even make sense.
Nope.
But sometimes these translations don't make sense. Like in the language of that country, it could mean something a little different.
Yes.
But when you translate to English, sometimes
that
it loses
quite,
some of its meaning.
How about this one, the Portuguese version? Wanting the sun to shine on the threshing floor while it rains on the turnip field.
That doesn't make any sense. What?
And one last one, the Tamil version. Desire to have both the moustache and to drink the soup.
You can have a moustache and drink soup.
But you don't get all the soup because half of it gets stuck in your moustache.
Wow.
I like all of those versions better than you can't have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah, you would though because you're
they
not
make
a fan
more sense
of that
to
say.
Me.
Scoopla.
Now time to catch up with Dean McCarthy, our LA Scoopla correspondent, to find out what's happening in LA. And oh my God, drama is going down at the moment, Dean.
Oh my goodness. You know what? This is so dramatic. Let me tell you this story that is making headlines all around the world today. From the top, Katy Perry is trying to buy a former convent. Okay, it's like a mansion. It used to be lived in by the nuns in LA. It's $14 million. It's like a villa. Overlooks all of LA. Breathtaking. Katy Perry has had approval from the Archbishop to buy it. She's seeking approval from the Vatican to buy this former convent. But the nuns that used to live in the convent are suing Katy Perry to stop the sale of this convent to her. Now, if you think that's not dramatic, let me tell you what happened over the weekend. In court, the 89-year-old nun leading the court battle dropped dead in the courtroom.
Oh, wow.
What?
Died in the courtroom. Now, I mean, sending well wishes, good vibes and prayers to her and her family. Obviously, devastating news, but what a dramatic story. Is this not the most dramatic thing we've ever talked about? Can you imagine?
That's just blowing my mind, like that poor woman.
Yeah.
But wow, like where does that leave the court case?
Oh, look, that's the $14 million question. Will the rest of the nuns continue with the lawsuit? Will they drop it? I think if anyone's going to drop it, it might be Katy Perry. She might be feeling extremely icky about this situation now. We don't know yet. Will they drop it? She did get approval from the Archbishop, and it is for sale. It's for sale. Okay, I don't know why they don't want Katy Perry to buy it. She's very Christian. Both of her parents are pastors, if you may or may not know that. So, you know, it's staying with the...
Yeah,
I don't know. Christian
she did
family.
Kiss a girl and she liked it though. So
yeah.
On to the next story. Meghan Markle. Why was she kidnapped?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Over the weekend, Meghan Markle was kidnapped by the SAS as part of training and preparation for when she becomes a princess.
What?
So what they did, they took her and basically they kind of recreated what a terrorist group might do if they kidnap the princess. Now, I know that sounds really extreme, but this is a genuine, real threat. Like, this could actually happen. Touch wood, obviously. So, they kidnapped her. They taught her what to do. They prepared her. They taught her the procedures to try and prepare if something like this ever happened. It hasn't happened to the Queen or any of the princes before because they have incredible security. Mm. But it is a real threat. So, there you go. It's not just support for school.
No.
It's also terrorist training.
That is unbelievably scary.
I know.
And I would be rethinking my marriage to Prince Harry after that.
Same.
If you want to catch up with everything else that's trending, you can, of course, go to hit.com.au to your Scoopla page. Thanks, Dean.
Bye, guys. Bye, everyone.
Found this morning, thought it was quite interesting, Gab. Thought I'd throw it past you and see whether it is something that is, in fact, a thing. Stressed out workers have quarter-life crisis, switching jobs in search of the dream career. So apparently Australians aged around 25 are now facing this quarter-life crisis with unprecedented levels of anxiety because the hunt is on to find the dream career and they don't think at 25 the job that they have chosen is, in fact, their dream career,
right.
So they go, well, hang on, I better swap and find something else. So they continue the search for the dream career, which means sometimes changing careers completely by the age of 25 or at 25 and finding a new path, so to speak.
For sure. You know, I feel like the quarter-life crisis is a thing. I don't think it stops at career, though.
Mm.
Like, that's probably a huge... part of it,
but
when it comes to life in general, a quarter-life crisis can affect you in many ways.
Yeah.
I went through a quarter-life crisis, 100%. I was in Orange doing a job that I wasn't fully happy with the place I was living.
Yeah,
I wasn't
sure.
happy with the people I was surrounded by. Mm. My really close friends and family were back 4 hours away.
Yep.
And I was sitting there and I turned 25 and I was like, I am not where I thought I would be.
Mm.
You know how, like, when you're young, you have these dreams of, like, 25 is old, and
yep.
you think, by the time I'm 25, this
I'll
is where I'll be.
Yep.
I'm going to have my life sorted.
Yep.
I'm going to have everything under control. And I was 25. I'm like, I'm only 5 years off 30, and I've got nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
And I mean nothing. I'm not where I want to be in my career. One of my best friends was pregnant at the time. Another one had just bought a house and the other one had just gotten married.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
like, oh my God,
I'm
they're ticking all
those.
The boxes.
Yeah.
And I haven't done one thing that I can tick off my list. And I had a huge freak out. I had a meltdown.
What'd you
I called
do?
My mom.
Yep.
I was in tears. I was crying. I was ready to quit my job and go back home and start fresh and see if I could make something of myself elsewhere. And I was just like, you know, in a really, really dark place, I would
tough
say.
Place, yeah.
yeah. And then I kind of pulled myself out of it and I'm like, how about you just keep working hard
yep.
and maybe you'll get there within the next 5 years before you turn 30.
Mm-hmm. How's that working for you?
I'm 30 in a few months and I'm probably going to have another crisis. Let's be honest.
All right. We better make the most of you while we can then. All right. So it's obviously Gab's had a quarter life crisis. We want to know if they're really a thing though. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. Have you
yep.
been through one? Have you witnessed somebody else going through one? Luke's on the line. Was it you?
It was me. I went a bit nuts for a few years there.
All right, what'd you do?
Divorce, bought a motorbike, did a lot of things that I can't repeat on air.
Oh. What age right. were you? Was it 25-ish?
I was 25, dead
wow.
on it.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
And so did you have, like, a big epiphany? You're just like, I'm not where I want to be, and you just rebelled?
No, I did went slipped into a full depression and, ooh. Yep, just went nuts.
But out the other side now, and onward and upward?
Definitely. Out the other side, still have my motorbike, still going a bit crazy, but I'm definitely happy now.
That's
oh,
the way.
That's good.
That's the main thing.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.